This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Mayor Michael Kerr, an interesting meeting today and quite a bit of discussion by the councillors and yourself. First up, no infrastructure charges for development north of the Daintree River. Can you tell us what that's about?
Well, the staff recommended that we don't do infrastructure charges over the river because there's a lot of things that they're missing out on, you know, such as parks and gardens that we have here that we do charge for infrastructure costs for. So their recommendation was to just put a blanket, no infrastructure charges. So the discussion that was had with councillors that perhaps there may be a development that could possibly need development infrastructure charges. So we wanted to take that clause out, leave it at the discretionary section with the CEO so that if properties do come through that don't require infrastructure charges, then they don't have to be charged. But if there is a property that does require it, then therefore we can charge them an infrastructure charge.
Will this encourage development in the Daintree? And I'm talking about development in an appropriate way.
Absolutely. There's not much areas where the development can occur, but there are some that we certainly want to encourage. And with this process, I think we certainly can encourage some of the developers to look at the right places where they can be and, you know, do appropriate things there.
Okay. Now, you're asked for support and letter of support for the Grand Fondo Festival. Now, the Grand Fondo Festival involves cycling.
Yes, it certainly does.
Gee whiz, there was a lot of discussion over this one. Now, first of all, let's find out what your point of view was. And you stated it first up.
I mean, I've been in this shire, as everyone knows, working in Main Street and Macrossan Street. And I've had lots of people give me feedback over the years about the closure of the highway and the disgruntled atmosphere that it brings. And so that has been very firmly ingrained in me. And to find another event that could possibly or does want to close the highway again, I thought, well, this isn't going to go down well with a lot of the people who are unhappy with the original event. So the proposal that I would like to have seen is for the community to be made aware of this event so they can see the benefit that it's going to be a Port Douglas event. It starts in Port Douglas, finishes in Port Douglas. There will be a great, you know, as they said, a proposed $3.8 million income to Port Douglas itself. You know, but I wanted to make sure that people in the Shire and the councillors at that meeting still were aware and considered the other bad effects that this does happen when you close the highway. You know, you've got properties like Hartley's Creek, which gets a compulsory closure. That's their business closed for that period. So, you know, with this event, it will only be in the morning until 11:30. And I would absolutely, as I said, that I do believe discussions are going between Hartley's Creek and the organisers to make sure that they work with them and work fairly to encourage people to go there at other times so that they don't lose too much income from their business being closed at that time. But also just for the locals, we've got, you know, 11,500 people who live here. We've got people that may be coming from Woodchill that need to get to Cairns Hospital to visit relatives. All those people need to be considered when we're closing this main arterial road. And they're points that I absolutely wanted to make, and I think they're important. You know, and as I said at the meeting, my preference personally was to defer it, but I knew that couldn't happen because of the funding that was required. So I would have liked to have seen that, you know, we give them a support letter so they can get their funding, but bring back a confirmed agenda of what the event will be, and also give them time to do some groundwork with some of these places that will be disadvantaged, and also allow people the time to come to us and give us comment. You know, unfortunately, that didn't get up. The other councillors believe that the event is too good an event to miss out on, and I do as well. I do believe that it's a fantastic event and that will do wonders for our Shire, but I absolutely wanted to make it public that these things are concerns, and, you know, people need to be aware of what we're doing, and, you know, we're moving forward. Great for the economy, but, you know, it could cause some disgruntlement in the community.
One positive thing about it, it's a week before the school holidays for this event, and for that reason, that is good. So what happens for people coming into Cairns, all those flights? How do they get up to Port Douglas?
Well, any of the flights that come in whilst the race is on, they're either going to be delayed at the airport or have to leave Port Douglas earlier to get there because they have to go via Mareeba and the Tablelands. So that is an awkward situation, you know, and something it does put stress on some of the smaller transport companies that are required to do that longer route rather than the short route. So again, they need to be aware of these things that are happening. We have been told by the tourism bodies that it is a quiet weekend, that it's a lull in September before the school holidays. But, you know, it is what it is and it's going to happen. So, you know, we have to make the positive out of it. And as long as the businesses are aware it's going to happen and they can make plans in advance to ensure that there's as less delays as possible.
You were mentioning people going from Port Douglas down there, but of course you've got the people coming up as well. They're going to have to go via the Cape, as they say.
Well, that's exactly it. We've got the markets on Sundays as well. So there's a lot of stallholders there. Of course, they'll be able to get through in time before the highway actually closes, but we miss out on all those people from Cairns that may want to come up to Port Douglas for the markets on that Sunday. So it's going to be council's job as well to work with the community and the businesses to ensure we've got lots of people up here so they can do the markets as well as support this event.
Now, you're talking about, what, over $3 million possibly into our economy up here, and boy, we need that.
Absolutely. I mean, $3.8 million they're predicting. It certainly will be good money to come into this area. It's well needed. And, you know, we have to look at these things and, you know, balance out the goods and the bads.
Okay, then we move on to upgrades and what have you. McRossan, Owen Streets intersection upgrade, beach upgrade at 4 Mile, the Mossman Pool, shades there. Bump track access, parking, etc. But then we've got this one here, pop-up engagement container trailer.
Yeah.
Please explain.
Please explain. All right. So this is a shipping container that's been converted into a usable office space as such, where you open it up, you can have it used for art, you can have it used for selling coffee out of, you can have it used for doing public consultation. And that's the purpose that we will be using it for mostly. So if there's a project that council wishes to do, we can actually drop this container on the site where the project's going to have happen, open it up, have the full designs, the concept plans, all those things there with a staff member. So if anyone wants to actually get information about these projects, they can go down to the container, speak to a staff member and actually look at the drawings and design. So it gives a point of view on site where the project's going to be, and I think that's really important. And as the staff also mentioned, we'll be able to rent it out to other groups to utilize, you know, when the carnival's on, we can use it for something else. When the Mossman show's on, it can be used there as well for different things. So it's a multi-use, it can create a revenue, and it'll be a great asset as far as our community consultation goes.
Mobile consultation.
Absolutely. The more we can get things out there to the public, the better.
Drinking water management plan revised. What happened there?
Very, very complicated document, as the council has commented. It was a long read, but a very good read. And it's great to see that the staff are certainly making sure our water quality is the best it can be. And it's just an update on the previous policy. And, you know, if anyone is interested in the science behind water and the amount of work that goes into it, I absolutely suggest they get online and download it and have a read.
Donovan Range upgrade, and of course, look, there's huge work here. It's located on the Cape Tribulation Bloomfield Road. Wet season, you get a lot of damage there. But this was an interesting one, and this was really batted out by the councillors. They wanted to have their two and fourpence with this one. And basically that, originally it was to offer a Cairns company $2,617,000. But Councillor Zamataro started the ball rolling by basically saying, why aren't we using a local contractor? And they could do it $400,000 cheaper. Wow.
Absolutely. And this was something that came to council at the last meeting. We deferred it so we could have a discussion about it at a workshop. And it's come back today. And, you know, the councillors, they made their voice very clear that all of us, I think, at the election and over COVID, hit the do it in Douglas scenario. And we really believe that, you know, our local businesses need to be able to get this sort of work. And it's very important to us that we're giving it to them. You know, the staff do what they need to do based on the procurement and the vendor processes that we have set in place. You know, so
they do it by the book.
Absolutely. They come to us with what we have told them they need to do. And that's really important for people to know. And under the normal circumstances, that's exactly what would happen. But this is the whole reason why we as councillors sit in that room, so that we can look at these things and judge it compared to what's happening in the community as well. And I think that's really important. At the moment, we're going through a stage with COVID that it's important to, you know, make the economy here. And, you know, there are risk factors in what the councillors have done, because it's not the recommended group that the staff have said, and they're the professionals. But we believe that those risks are worth taking so that we can get a local company in, get them experienced in doing this sort of work, and maybe prepare them so that the next time they will be the preferred tender. And I think that's a thing that councillors should be doing to ensure that the economy stays here in Douglas.
I reckon if you sent a survey out to ratepayers, they would be 100% using local companies and using local labour, keeping the jobs right here in the Douglas Shire.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more with you.
Okay, we move on to Capital Works Progress Report. All going well there with the Capital Works?
Absolutely. The staff are getting through the list of works. It's a massive, big list. As the staff member said, there's a lot of things on that project list, but they've certainly got lots of green dots on it. And of course, that is available on the documents. So if people wish to have a look at all the work we're doing as far as our capital works go, they can download it and see themselves how much we are doing and how much we're spending in this shire.
Item 7, Building Better Regions Fund, Round 5. Good to know that the Mossman Shire Hall getting some building upgrades, bit of electrical stuff done there.
Absolutely. This is a funding round that's coming out, and we have to have shovel-ready projects to send to them to get that funding. So we picked on some of the things that we knew had already been working on, which, of course, as you said, the Shire Hall is one of them. And that's something that's long overdue and that we've been waiting to do. And if we can get this funding for the grants, then we can go ahead with it and get that hall in a much more usable state, so you don't have to have those blaring fans going whilst the cane train's going past because the louvers are open, etc. So without looking changing the historical aspects of it, we're certainly looking at doing a work so that it'll be air conditioned and yeah, you can use it quite well.
Yeah, and other things, Mars Creek Cycle and Pedestrian Way, the bridge and shared area there at Mossman Gorge Centre, Kooya Beach Reservoir Connection. So lots of stuff being done locally and freshening up and getting work done.
Absolutely. I mean, the cycling routes are very important for this shire, and we certainly encourage our locals to do it safely. And, you know, being in a country region, there are a lot of highways where there's trucks and there's large vehicles using it also. So the more bike paths we can have to let the families ride their bikes safely, and, you know, the better for the shire.
Rach's report, a rebate for not-for-profit entities.
So this is just a continuation of a policy that's already there. They've just updated the model to be current. And this is for groups like the Clink Theatre, for example, so that we don't have to pay the full rates that we would for a business within, you know, Macrossan Street area. The council subsidise our rates because we're a non-profit organisation.
One of the councillors asked, you know, are any of these entities people who are buying up land in the Daintree?
So that was the second motion that went through. That was the discounted one for the conservation. And yes, that's for people who have bought land and they plant it back to being trees. They get a discount on their rates as well.
And rebate for Daintree River Huts policy.
Again, that's just an updated policy for the little shops that are around the little huts that are around the car park as you get towards the ferry.
Oh, those ones there. Right. Financial report 2021, how are we faring?
We're faring extremely well. Yeah, as you can see through the documents, that we're travelling ahead of budget, which is fantastic to see. It is only early, of course. We've still got quite a few months to go yet of this financial year, but the staff are doing a fantastic job of ensuring that we're certainly not going over the budgets that we've set.
Now, it was mentioned the audit committee meeting that you had in December and chatting about that one. Now, you're on this committee. How's that going and what does that achieve?
So that's been introduced. One of the recommendations from the state audit group was for us to have our own internal audit group, which consists of two people that don't work for council. So they're professionals in their own instinct. And then we've got myself, Councillor Scommerson, and of course the CEO on it. And we look at different things that could possibly create risk factors. And, you know, the chap who's the chair of it, absolutely amazing gentleman, a lot of experience in this area. And, you know, he will sit with us and from an external perspective, just look at the policies and procedures and the finances of what council's doing, and just to give us that second layer of confidence before it goes to the external state auditors.
So it's sort of looking ahead to see if there's any mistakes along the road that could be made.
Absolutely, and that's more important, I think, is ensuring that in the future things aren't going to pop up that we're unaware of, and that's what that's for.
And just finally, as we wrap this up, I want to just go back to Hot and Steamy, the festival. How successful was it, and can you see a big future for that?
I certainly can. Hot and Steamy was very successful. They had absolutely good crowds that came along for the Friday night at the Sugar Wharf. Salsa was full for the lunch that day. The Central will never be the same again, I'm quite sure. It was covered in glitter by the end of the night. I'm sure the cleaners are probably still cleaning up glitter and will be for the next couple of years.
Now, Hans, what about Hans? Who, I mean, he was on American television, a sensation. Hans is from Adelaide via Germany.
Absolutely. Very a lovely chap, you know, very friendly. We had a good chat after one of the shows, lots of mutual friends, which was good. But yeah, he did a fantastic job and was certainly a draw card for the crowds and performed extremely well. And we were very happy to have him here in Douglas at the Hot and Steamy Festival.
Bigger and better in 2022?
Certainly will be, of course. You know, we managed to secure the Better Together conference as well at the same time next year. So that'll be 450 delegates from the LGBTQA community as well, here at the same time as Hot and Steam is on. So it'll be a fantastic event, and I think that'll really be the launching platform of this festival for the future.
Mayor Michael Kerr, thank you.
Thank you. Don't forget, do it in Douglas.